Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Fighter's Voice with Don McGuire, presented by Finished MMA and the United Way Merced.
Bone of the Most Thugs Movement, part of the Bone Thugs and Harmony family tree, the 86ers brand ambassador. Check it out though, listen, in the world full of followers, be proud to be different, be an 86er. So what I need y'all to do is go to the 86ers.net. We got the dopest apparel, men and women, everything you need for a fresh start. I'm talking tees, zip-ups, tanks, hoodies, and the best hats at a price nobody can match. I'ma ask you this though, what do your clothes say about you? If you don't know, come to the 86ers.net and find yourself out. And a special shout out to Don McGuire, the host of The Fighter's Voice. Salute, big homie.
Welcome to The Fighter's Voice. I'm your host, Don McGuire. We have a hell of a warrior on the show tonight for you. You know, when you think of bare knuckle, you think of all these promotions that are just popping up here in the United States and a couple overseas in the United Kingdom. But in reality, just to the north of us, Z1 Promotions is doing it righteous. With that being said, you know, we have a man that created history in the bare knuckle Canadian boxing aspect, and that being Bobby Brentz. Bobby, welcome to the program. Bobby, you there? These studios, the phone lines are messing up tonight, so I don't know what to do. Let me see if I can get Bobby on here. I know it's my studio, Bobby. Just give me a second, and we'll try to get things worked out. I don't know why. Oh, here we go. Now it should work. You there, Bobby?
Yeah, I'm here. Thanks for having me.
Okay, cool. Hey, I apologize, man. I sent your boss a picture. The owner of the management company, for some reason the phone lines are messing up tonight. The engineers are working on it. You know, you went in there up to Canada, you fought in Z1 Promotions against Donnie Wong. What was that experience like? Let my listeners know, let me know what it was like for you to step up in this promotion and what it meant to you.
I meant everything pretty much, you know, being a part of their history and all that. I mean, you couldn't fight for a better promotion. I mean, Z Promotions really does it right. I'd like to thank them. And,
I apologize.
Go ahead, Bob.
Oh, I was just going to say, you know, the thing about it is we build legacies in life, and as warriors, as people, and we create great aspects. You know, I had you on my show once before, and you're a tremendous man, and a lot of listeners need to know this, because the sport is a living for you. It's, you know, you're just there to work. So, you know, being in the legacy aspect, you know, that truly, it means something to you, but as you said before, you're just going to work. But now, when you look at it, you're a brick in that foundation of the rebirth of bare knuckle. That's part of history. That's something that can't be taken away from the Brentz family name. What does that mean to you, sir?
I mean, it hasn't really hit me yet. I mean, I say it, you said it. People have said it to me. I mean, just another day in the life. Somebody was going to do it. It just happened to be me.
You know, you went in there against Donnie Wong. What was it like for you to step up into the bare knuckle realm? You know, most listeners only know you as truly the MMA side, but what does it mean for you to represent yourself, put yourself, take us through that walk of what it's like to be a bare knuckle fighter fighting for a championship?
I mean, it was, I can't really explain it. I'm kind of different, so it was just like you said, another day at work. I mean, it was historic and all that, but I guess it's just a lot of small battles that get won, like throughout the day, like, you know, you're training, you're cutting the weight, you know, you thinking about your opponent, what he's going to do, how's he going to beat you, all that kind of stuff. And I guess you just have, you have little wars, little battles that you fight, and then at the end of it's the war, and then you either win or you lose, and I came out on top.
Most definitely. See, that's what I love about who you are. You know, I'll be honest with you, it kind of sucks for a radio show, but I'm glad it doesn't change who you are, because you wouldn't realize it or think it, but I'm a man of very few words, but I do a radio show, so that doesn't make any sense. But in reality, I am. You know, you take me away from my job, and I'm really a solemn, quiet person. And I'm like you, man. I do it because I have to eat. I do it because I have to make money, you know. But beyond that, there has to be an aspect to Bobby Brandt that has you choosing to fight in the sport comparative to taking a job somewhere else. So what, if you had to dig back in the back of your mind, your heart, your thoughts, what would you pin down and say is that aspect that keeps you in this sport?
I've been blessed to be healthy. I mean, I haven't had to go through, like I said, I have a day job. So this is kind of like more of a hobby to me. It's not like my life. It's not like who I am. It's just something I'm talented at that I can make money doing.
Extracurricular activity.
it's just a dangerous hobby. You know, some people jump out of airplanes, bungee jump, you know, do shit like that, but I fight.
I think it's cool, bro. Honestly, I do. I think it's cool that, you know, you explain it like you do, because that's, my show's about being real. It's the Fighter's Voice, man. It's to give people an opportunity to share who they are and the truths about who they are, and many have done so. I admire you for it, man, because you're not, I don't know, the best way to say it is you're not trying to prove anything to anybody, but you're showing people, you're creating an aspect that has people mesmerized by you, people that are watching you, people that appreciate you. So what does that side of the sport mean to you?
I mean, I appreciate it all the well wishes. The fans that are keeping an eye, the future opponents that are watching. It's just, I don't like the attention, but I understand that it comes with it.
Yeah, I'm with you there, bro. You know what? It's like, that's why I'm a photographer, because I prefer the darkness. I prefer the shadows. I do my best from the shadows. And even with the radio show, they pushed for years for me to take it to video, but I fought in it every step of the way. You know, you say it's a hobby for you, it's extracurricular activity, you have a regular job, you know, but you can't deny the fact that you've done some greatness in the sport. And I know you don't like the claim, I know you don't like that aspect of it, but it's got to be humbling sometimes, especially this type of situation. You know, you said, we say it, but it hasn't sunk in with you yet. Putting the Brent's family name in history, not just a legacy, but history, has to resonate somehow with you, homie.
I mean, I just appreciate Z Promotions having me on board to be a part of it. Yeah, I was just fortunate enough to, you know, answer the phone at the right time. And that's just how history is made sometimes, just out of, by accident sometimes. So, I mean, I don't know. Like I said, it's just a small battle, and then that's just an overlook of what happened. And, you know, yeah, man, that's pretty historic. Like, yeah, you're a part of that. But, I mean, it is what it is. I'm still, if not, you know, if they make some movie or something or whatever, like, about it, who knows. Maybe down the line it'll mean more. But like I said, this is just extracurricular activity that I happen to be pretty good at, to be able to compete for things like this. So, I mean, the more you think about it, the more, the bigger it's going to be, I guess. And maybe that's part of my, how I work. So it's a lot easier mentally.
Yeah. I feel you, homie. I really do, man. And like I said, I appreciate the type of man you are in your walk. You know, let's take a step away, I guess, from the fight world. You know, we already know, you know, you were the first person to win, you know, the bare knuckle fighting championships up in Canada against Donnie Wonk. I mean, we can go with that all day. You know, what is it about life that truly takes Bobby Brents out of that box, out of that shell, that norm?
Say that again. What does what?
That takes you out of the box, out of the norm, out of the, you know, straight and narrow aspect that you are. What is it that brings enjoyment, fulfillment into your day, into your life?
Pretty much just hanging out with the family, friends, you know, regular stuff. You know, nothing crazy. I'm as boring as it gets.
He said, "I'm as boring as it gets." Yeah, I feel the same way, homie. What's it like though for your family? I know you're not too into talking about it, but how does the family feel? You know, look at you, you know, partaking in, you know, the sport.
I mean, It's a gift and a curse, you know. My kids are shy, so they don't like the, you know, people asking them about fights and all that stuff, but they enjoy watching it. Like, they're nervous for me, like they should, as, you know, a kid would be watching their parent go fight somebody. I mean, my wife, she probably takes it, she goes through it the worst because she's got to deal with me being like annoyed and stuff with changing the diet up, having to train way more than usual, stuff like that. But it's just a part of the ride. It's part of the life that everyone's living and having to live right now, so everything's good. It would suck,
you know,
if I was in this situation.
Yeah, go ahead. Oh, I hear you.
No, I was saying if it was different, like say if I lost and stuff changed around here, there'd be some problems. But it's always the same when I come home. It doesn't matter, like, win or lose.
Yeah. Because you're always going to be a winner in your family's eyes. That's just real about life. You know, last week I interviewed a young man by the name of Lucas Brennan. He just got signed to Bellator, but his dad is Chris Brennan, former UFC veteran, creator of Nogi and Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, and a tremendous champion himself. I had interviewed him the week before, and so when I had Lucas on, you know, I started pulling something from his interview that really intrigued me, you know, that it was always, that's Chris Brennan's son. You know, and so I got the balls and I asked him, I said, you know, at what part of your life did you decide that you were going to create and add that on that path to Chris Brennan's son and become Lucas Brennan. And, you know, he talks about a situation at Bellator where everybody was referring to him as Chris Brennan's son. And he said at that point he kind of found the aspect to go and be who he is. What would you say created Bobby Brinks? What would you say from childhood or whatever aspect in your life that has you so humble, has you so laid back and to an aspect that you don't want all the gratification that comes with what you just accomplished?
I mean, I've always been like this. That's the messed up part. I can remember even back, like, I've always just been capable of violence, but to combat violence. Like, I wasn't like a bully, but if people were to bring violence anywhere near me or around me, even as a young child, I was always like that. Like, so much to the point where I had a whole village one time in the Philippines, like, knocking on my grandparents' door, like, trying to, like, hang me or lynch me or something. Like I couldn't. It sounds fake, but I'm telling the truth 100%. A whole village in the Philippines tried to attack me because two kids were picking on one of my little cousins. I was like literally only like 7 years old. They didn't know I was there. I come outside. I like knock out one. The other one tries to run. I hit him in the head with a rock. He's bleeding from the head. I look at my cousin. I'm like, come on, let's go inside. Let's finish the Star Wars movie. And that's how I've been. Like, the violence just happens, and it's only just to get back to peace. Like,
yeah. You know, I
just
the other day.
I mean, it's just always been like this, man. Fighting is not a big deal.
It's just been a life for you. It's kind of a trip, man, because, I mean, I got to admit, in the 16 years that I've been doing radio, I've never met anybody like you. I mean, and I'm just being real. I mean, I know it's me and you talking with 300,000 plus people listening, but at the same time, I feel you. I really do, you know, and it's like a trip because I understand it. You know, I'll give you a little piece about me, how, and the reason why I understand the way you are in a certain aspect. You know, for years I would work 42 weeks a year, deal with thousands of people all the time, and when I got that time alone, I didn't even want to spend the time with my family. I just wanted to spend it alone. You know, I live in a town that I don't want nobody to know what I actually do, because when I do go places and somebody knows me, I can't even eat my lunch or my dinner, you know, without somebody bothering me or, you know, me even being able to eat at all. You know, it's like we want to be in this extrovert world, but we're truly introverts. And, you know, the one thing that impresses me the most about you is it's not about accomplishments. It's not about proving anything to anybody. It's just about doing what Bobby Brinks does. Would you say that's a fair analogy?
Yeah, I'd say you knocked out of the park right there.
It's a rough world, man. People just don't get it. You know, people, and I tell this to people all the time, man, because people say, oh, Don, you're a legend. Oh, Don, you're famous. No, I'm not. And I don't want to be. I really don't, homie. Because I hate what I have to deal with now. I can only imagine what Jay-Z, you know, some movie star has to do. They can't even probably take a piss without somebody, you know, trying to shake their hand. And that's sad, you know. I like being a man of the darkness. I mean, to me, that's why I shine the most. What is most relevant when you look at everything bothering you? You know, we got a better understanding of each other now. And I'm sure my listeners are getting a better understanding of you. But what is it that you do take from this sport that keeps that chin up, keeps that encouragement up, or gives you that aspect that you want to give back, or, you know, humble somebody else's life?
Like I said, man, it's all about money. I'm trying to get paid. Get paid by winning. Get paid by doing cool stuff that people wish they could do and will pay to watch. So I'm trying to do. I'm trying to get my name out there, trying to take whatever fights come my way if the money's right. And that's it.
What does Bobby Brents want next?
Whoever's next.
I love it because you just, man, I know guys kind of like you, Zach Cummings. He fights in the UFC. He just shows up, does what he does to do, grabs his stuff and gets, you know, Bobby, you've done a tremendous job in the sport. You've proven time after time throughout a long career because you have a tremendous record. You fought some of the greatest fighters in the world. But you never know because you're never going to tell anybody. I don't mean to give you a bad time, Willie, but it's cool because I like it, though. I like that. Hey, man, what better way to be in life than be true to who you are, you know. But Bobby, if you had to make a statement to, and I'm probably going to get three words, but if you had to make a statement to the sport of bare knuckle, the people who are inspired by who you are, even though you don't look at yourself as an inspiration in some aspects, you know, what kind of statement would you make to the people that do believe in you, that want to see you succeed?
I mean, just keep supporting because I'm going to keep winning. I'm liking this sport. I'm going to keep winning, and whoever's next, that's who's next. That's the next win.
And Daryl's going to keep them lined up for you, man. I tell you what. Every fighter that I've had from MMA Fight Club Management of Champions has been truly humble and truly respects the sport. You know, that's what I think I like about you the most. And I'm being sincere with you and honest with you when I tell you I've never had a fighter like you on my show. I've never had one that, bless you, one that just is who you are. You know, you're straightforward about it. You're there, you know, collect the check. You're there to inflict pain. It's just another day at the office. You know, you can only respect the man that's honest about how he is in life and who he is in life. And I think that's what I appreciate about you the most is, even though you're blunt and a man of few words, when you do speak, it speaks volumes. You know, I think you did a tremendous job, bro. I watched some of the video. I think you're a tremendous aspect to the sport, tremendous veteran of the sport. You know, if you had to give Daryl his props or your teammates that worked with you on this last camp their props, you know, what would the words of thanks be to those individuals who helped you make it through this last fight, getting the world playoffs?
It means the world. I mean, this wasn't done alone. You know, I'm 100-some thousand strong in Springfield, and I believe all of them support me, maybe not a few. But I just like to thank them, and let's just keep this going. Can't do it by myself.
Most definitely. And when we get up and running in our promotion, Bare Knuckle Fighting, excuse me, I think we got our first show in January. I'm going to get with our matchmakers and see if we can't get with Daryl and get you fighting somewhere here in the U.S. too. You know, I think you deserve that opportunity. As you know, our promotion wants to bring some of the best to the sport. You know, and a name always isn't the best. You know, you don't got to go and pay $275,000 to get Bigfoot Silva when you can get a warrior like Bobby Brents. He truly deserves an opportunity. Not by name, but by ability.
I'll beat him too, though.
What was that?
But I'll beat him too, though.
Well, I think you will, bro. You're a beast. I ain't gonna lie, you know. You're an incredible warrior. What you do for the sport and what you bring for the sport is second to none, man. I commend you on that, homie. You truly are. You're a real man of my eyes, and I don't say that very much. I respect your humility. I respect your walk, because you're doing it. You know, why should you be a man of many words when you've already proven your point? You know, I think you did a tremendous job, though, homie. I think the world is truly taking notice, and you did a tremendous job, and congratulations, man. I'm going to pass the mic to you. If there's any friends, family, social media sites, or just anything else you'd like to add to the program, the floor is yours, brother.
I'd just like to thank everyone that's been supporting me this whole time. Thank you to my wife, Jessie, my son, Ann, my daughters, Ellie and Taya. Boy, Dominic, you know, everyone that's been supporting me since I've been going, Z Promotions, Keith Gry, Tim, or Tom, I'm sorry. Thank you for having me out there. Daryl Atchett with Management of Champions. Let's just keep this going. Hopefully we'll have more to talk about in the near future.
Most definitely, brother. Congratulations again, and you did a hell of a job, bro. You represented. You went over the border and took their belt. that's pretty dope. I appreciate you.
I told them in the back. Y'all got the NBA title up here. I gotta take this one back down there.
Right? That's hella cool, man. You know, I like that aspect. You know, we're going to have to get that back too, though. But congratulations on bringing home the gold, brother. You deserved it. And I look forward to having you on the show again. I truly appreciate it, homie.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Bobby Brents, the Zombie. You know, he's a man of short words, and he really is truly humble. I mean, actually, I got more out of him, I think, this show than I did the last show. But he went up to Canada. It was the main for Z1 and Z1 Promotions, the Canadian Bare Knuckle Boxing Championship, and won the title against Donnie Wong. You know, it's tremendous. You're looking at Bobby Brents, man, who beats Stipe Miocic. You know, and I can go on and name quite a few other fighters. If you're a promotion and you want a man that's just going to show up and do the work, a man that's just going to show up and give you what you're paying him for, have the crowd standing on their feet, that man's Bobby Brents. So with that being said, man, you get up MMA Fight Club Management of Champions, whether you're a fighter, a promotion looking for one of their fighters, but I tell you what, they're doing a tremendous job. Daryl, keep it up. I want to thank my sponsors, Finish MMA with Juan Martinez, Buy Me Mouth Guards with Joe Rice, Cut Man for Hire with Jacob Stitch Turan and Juan Ramirez, and last but not least, the 86ers. With that being said, I kind of want to bounce out of here since it is the weekend. Here we go. Peace. Good night.
I said, where I come from.